A ceasefire covering all of Ivory Coast has gone into effect, aiming at ending nearly 8 months of civil war. All sides in the conflict are trying to contain recent fighting near the border with Liberia.
La guerre a commencé le 19 septembre 2002, donc terminée. Les représentants des partis en conflit sont d'accord pour enterrer l'âge de guerre.
Early Sunday, state television announced the Ivory Coast war is effectively over. A total ceasefire was signed Saturday by the army and rebels, now joined together under the name New Forces. The head of military strategy for the Ivorian army, Colonel Kadio Miezu Patrice, says it's reasonable to talk about the end of the war.
C'est pas excessif de parler de la fin de la guerre. Comme nous sommes des hommes intelligents.
He says Ivorians are intelligent, and that now that they agree on peace, they want to make sure Ivory Coast can rebuild itself as the economic powerhouse of West Africa. The deal calls for rebels, the Ivorian army, and several hundred French and African peacekeepers to contain dissident fighters in the west of the country, the only remaining conflict area in recent months. Both sides have used Liberian mercenaries who are now opposed to ending the war. The deal calls for all sides to disarm these fighters and force them back to neighboring Liberia. The plans have the official approval of Liberian President Charles Taylor, even though he has been accused of supporting Liberian mercenaries who fought alongside Ivorian rebels. Just hours before the ceasefire took effect Sunday, Ivorian rebels accused Liberians fighting for government forces of trying to recapture the rebel-held town of Danane near the border with Liberia. But rebel spokesman Antoine Bugré says he believes the ceasefire will hold.
Les responsables se sont engagés résolument pour un cessez-le-feu définitif. Donc je pense pas que ça remettra en cause.
Mr. Bugré says he sees no reason why the Ivorian sides in the conflict would want to resume fighting. The peace deal reached in France in January is being slowly implemented, including setting up a power-sharing government that includes rebels and the opposition. Ivory Coast has been effectively divided in two between rebel and government-held zones since the conflict began in September. Nico Colombin, VOA News, Abidjan.